after the British, I think Gandhi also, in a very unusual way, became a symbol of India. It's true that he was a devout Hindu, but really he was an Indian. You might say more than that. He died on January 30, 1948, in Delhi, which is where I was a schoolboy at the time. I was 12 and a half when he died. And along with others in my family, my parents, my sister, my two brothers, I saw him virtually every evening during those last months of his existence. So I remember how he received people. I remember how he faced the anguish of his last months when so many killings took place and partition had just taken place and some of his dreams had not been realized. Though I was only 12 and a half, I remember the anguish on the face of this man who I knew was my grandfather, but who I also knew was something much more than that. I'd just come back from school. The murder took place in the late afternoon, after 5 p.m. But when I reached home, somebody told me that he had been shot at, that my parents had already gone to the site, and that he had been asked to take me. When we reached there, there was an enormous crowd, so we had to go through the crowd. And then I was in the room where he was, my father was, Nehru was, Patel was, Mountbatten was. He was dead by this time. To be honest, when he was killed, I expected him to, stand up and start walking again. I did think that he had this element of the supernatural in him, which of course was absurd, but that's how I did think at the time. But he was also affectionate in a very normal, natural, human, every grandfather kind of way. But he was not just the father of his four sons, he really was the father of a very large number of Indians, and he took their problems as his problems, and he's had a lot of time for all of them. So his sons and his grandchildren had to take their place along with other Indians in the queue, if you like. His assassination took place within 12 days of his last hunger strike, or last fast, which was directed at the killings in New Delhi, and that did bring at least temporarily peace in Delhi at the time between Hindus and Muslims. He regarded that he'd been weak or inadequate somewhere and could not prevent the division of India into two. What he said towards the end of his time was that he had not quite realized that there was this element of hatred. Therefore, he had gone ahead again and again. After the departure of the British in August 47, this hatred turned on one another between Hindus and Muslims. But you can notice in his life a great tension between the kind of man he wanted to be and the weak human that he was, and sometimes his great unhappiness, even his anger with himself for not being what he should be. He also remains as a kind of an ally of the human conscience, of my conscience. The male members of a Hindu family have this task after the cremation of collecting the bones and the ashes of the deceased for immersion in the sacred rivers. So I had to, pick his bones and along with the others. There were these great crowds. There was a sense of almost repentance. A wrong had been done and we were all party to it. That sort of notion, I think, communicated itself even to me.